Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 15 and verse 37. And I want to entitle this short discourse, The Triumphant Death. And I really want to strike that note of triumph. This is no whimper when he comes to die, the Lord Jesus. This is no life ebbing away from him. It is a triumphant death. And I believe that in this actual death, the centurion will come to him later, did actually perceive that here was somebody unique. Here is the king dying, and it's a triumphant death. Let me bring it out to you. Let me read it to you. This is what it says. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. That's Mark's very brief record of the actual death of Christ. Very shortly put, very small sentence. Cried out with a loud voice. Now, Mark did not actually record his last words, but we know, as we compare the Gospels, that he said such things as this. One cry he uttered was, It is accomplished, tetelestai, it is finished. And another one was, Into your hands I commit my spirit. The point here is that Christ died with a loud cry. It wasn't a whimper. It wasn't a whisper. He was in control. It wasn't the Romans who took his life. Well, they did. It wasn't the Jews who took his life. Of course, they had their part. It wasn't Satan. He was active. He gave up his life. He bestowed it. He laid it down. He said so. They don't take it from me, he said. It's not a natural death that he's dying. He is willingly, even at the very end, determinedly, loudly crying out. He didn't die with weakness. In that sense, he was a voluntary giver of his life. It didn't ebb away from him. It didn't seep out. He didn't lie murmuring in the end. It was a last great triumphant cry. If you read Psalm 22, if you read Isaiah 53, where do those chapters end? Not in whimpers, but in triumph and glory and honor. And still we speak of Christ in this glorious sense. Here is his death. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. Now, Joseph Swain, I think, caught this. Let me read this hymn to you. How willing was Jesus to die, that we fellow sinners might live. The life they could not take away, no. How ready was Jesus to give. They pierced both his hands and his feet. His hands and his feet he resigned. The pangs of his body were great, but greater the pangs of his mind. That wrath would have kindled a hell of never-abating despair. In millions of creatures which fell on Jesus and spent itself there. Let me read that more sensibly. That wrath which would have kindled a hell of never-abating despair on millions of creatures, in millions of creatures, which fell on Jesus and spent itself there. 'Twas justice that burst in a blaze of vengeance on Jesus our head. Divinity's indwelling rays sustained him till nature was dead. Now, Swain now has a verse on the resurrection and so on. Divinity back to his frame, the life he had yielded restored. And Jesus entombed was the same, with Jesus in glory adored. But let's get back to the theme of this discourse, and really the theme of the hymn. No nearer we venture than this, to gaze on a deep so profound, but tread whilst we taste of the bliss, I hope I do, with reverence the hallowed ground. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. Oh, unbeliever, Jesus didn't die in weakness. He didn't die in humiliation in the sense, of course he did, but it's a triumph because he had accomplished his purpose. It is accomplished, the salvation of all his people. Brother and sister, think of the triumphant death of our Lord Jesus Christ. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last.